I'm nervous about your nervousness about this new segment you want to kick off here.
Well, I love it. I love keeping things from you.
Yeah, you do.
And because I know it
not a good start in our relationship.
It freaks you out. It freaks you out. He gets a bit stressed. If I say, look, don't worry, I'm going to talk about something next, and I don't want to tell you what it is.
Well, that's why you have a planning meeting.
He gets a bit worried. And so I've come up with a new segment yesterday because you had to leave work early. So I just sort of took it upon myself to come up with something. And it's something that's been mulling in my mind for a while. Okay?
Is this what you think about when you're in the little room?
Yes, yeah, amongst other things. Anyway, remember the old show? I can't even remember what it's called, but it used to go, That's Entertainment.
Yeah, I think it was called that.
Remember that?
In the 80s somewhere?
Yes, so it was an entertainment show. And I was having a chat to my daughter Jess the other day, and we were just talking about this annoying situation that we've got going on in our family. And so I said, you know, as annoying as it is, you know, it can be a bit entertaining sometimes. It's the things that if you don't laugh about it, you're going to cry. Okay, so I've given you a little bit of a thing to play. So play that, Bilko.
Sad Entertainment.
So I'm calling it Sad.
Hang on. What?
Sad Entertainment.
I'm calling it Sad Entertainment, right?
Right.
This is my new segment.
Sad Entertainment.
So it's all the things that if you don't laugh about it, you'll cry. For example, this is an example of Sad Entertainment,
okay.
Right? So Steve reversed into our garage years ago, only like 2 weeks after we moved in.
Great.
Now it's annoying and sad, but it's entertaining. So that would be...
for you?
Yeah.
Sad Entertainment.
That's Sad Entertainment because everyone... it's those things that everyone loves to hear about and you're just like, oh, no. For example, someone might get engaged, they've popped a bottle of Moe, they've dropped it and it's smashed all over the floor.
Sad Entertainment.
That is Sad Entertainment. Maybe your Lenny the Laser, your car. Maybe the handbrake on it finally goes.
Sad Entertainment.
See, it's sad, but it's very entertaining.
Really? Is that what this segment's about?
Yes, for the rest of us. It's the things everyone needs to have a vent about stuff, so let's all laugh about it together.
Well, let me put one in straight away.
Okay.
I can add one in straight away. Two weeks ago, outside the corner, going for lunch there, you're trying to reverse the zinc ute. And I'm looking at the angle Ali's got the car and she says, I'm not going to make it. I'm thinking.
Sad Entertainment.
Is that right? Is that the
Well, I think it would have been Sad Entertainment if I had have hit the car.
Oh, that would have been so much better, but it was expensive. So
there you go. This is a segment. We want to hear your Sad Entertainment.
Sad Entertainment.
Hello, Zinc.
Hey.
Good morning. This may be my brother. I didn't want the segment to fail.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Now, just full disclosure, you can't win the prize, bro.
Oh, okay, no worries.
Have you got some sad entertainment for us?
I have. It's very sad but very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Our brother, two nights ago, was playing soccer and he really shouldn't be because he's almost 50 and he's playing goals and he's ended up with 3 cracked ribs and a punctured lung.
Sad entertainment.
See,
great.
I can laugh about that because that's my own brother.
That's actually a good segment. Good on you, Nick.
You can't win the prize. Yeah. Now beat it.
$100 seafood basket from Fisherman's Hall. We've got to award that this morning. I think it's Lisa here. G'day. Tell us your story.
So a few years ago when I was living back in New Zealand, my ex-husband and I had a barbecue with a few friends around and cooked up a few sausages, some chops and steak and that. And one of our friends, he was munching around a lamb chop and... he looked like he started choking and everyone was sort of yelling out, oh, my God, Tim's choking. So my ex-husband actually grabbed him. Like, his lips were starting to turn blue. We were all freaking out. My ex-husband grabbed him, gave him the Heimlich manoeuvre, and when he crushed his stomach in so hard, Tim actually let out a big fart.
Oh, my goodness. That is definitely
Sad Entertainment.
Robin, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Robin, have you got some sad entertainment for us?
I surely do.
Come on.
Okay. A few months ago, my husband decided to get all out in the front of the driveway, cemented the path up to the house, to the steps. Anyway, so it was and we decided to lay grass, but not just then. We laid a bit here and a bit there, and so we had topsoil everywhere. He had to go away for a couple of days, so I walked all over this path and it was mud into the new cement.
Oh.
Somebody's dogs came along and come into my yard, put footprints everywhere, so it was mud everywhere and clay. Anyway, so I thought, okay, I'll clean all this off. So I got the hose, wasn't coming off. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? So I remembered he's got the gurney thing, the big pressure cleaner thing.
Oh, yep.
Never used one in my life. Drags it out. Didn't even know what attachments I needed, but I stuck one on there. Then hit it, hit the cement. We turned it on. The hose was like a fire hose. It nearly blew me backwards. It was that strong. And, but the worst was I was cleaning the cement, but I didn't realise I was just taking the mud off. I was actually, it was actually eating and blowing off the new cement that he had laid.
That is
Sad Entertainment.
Oh, Robin and Lisa, they're just so beautiful. I'm loving this segment. It's actually working.
Let's see who else we've got.
Yes, hello, random caller.
Hello, how are you going?
this is a very familiar voice. Wouldn't happen to be your hairdresser, would it?
I had to make sure this segment didn't fail for the maiden voyage. Ben, love
hey
you.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Thank you for joining us. We are.
Oh, that's okay. You're very welcome.
Do you have some sad entertainment for us?
I actually do. So it was actually last week. I was doing the right thing and going to the gym, of course.
Mm.
And as I walked, you know, at the worst moment, my drink bottle actually leaked.
Yes.
And I looked down and it actually leaked all over my pants. Literally looked like I'd actually right in the place where I actually
Sad Entertainment.
Now,
but, yeah,
I know you very well. Are you sure it was your water bottle?
Well, yeah. I was actually with one of my girls. I'm like, are you sure you're actually blaming the water bottle? Because I have been known to do that before, so.
That is definitely
Sad Entertainment.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Nick, Ali's brother.
Well, listen, I didn't want this to fail. So.
Well, it didn't fail because at least Lisa Robin helped you out.
Yes.
I think that's worked very well.
Do you? Is that coming back? We'll are you allowing that?
We'll have a production meeting and we'll see. We get a 10 out of 10.